with the mid-morning commodity market report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat is 616 and a quarter, down 7.5. December, 629 and a quarter, down 7.75. Soft September wheat is 537.5, down 9. December, 550.75, down 12. September corn, 351.25, down 5.5. December, 360.75, down 7.5. March, 373.5, down 7.75. May, 381.75, down 7.5. And July at 388.75 is down 7.25. August soybeans are trading 13.01, down 13.75. September, $11.50, down 8. November, 10.66, down 7.5. Now 65.75, down 7.5. January is 10.74.5, down 7.25. March, 10.82.25, down 7.75. August soybean meal, $400.10, down 30. September, 367.30, down 20. August soybean oil, 34.62, down 26. September, 34.61, down 31. August live cattle, 150.70, down 192.5. August feeders, 216.52.5, down 95. And August lean hogs are 114.05, and they are down 50. A quick programming note, today is a USDA reporting day. At 11 o'clock Central Time this morning, USDA will release through NASS its latest crop progress report. And from the World Board, the latest numbers on the demand side of the equation, the WASDE report. We will have special coverage of both of those reports this afternoon at 12:39 Central Time with Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. And he joins us now as well as we go into the report, quite on the red side this morning.
Yes, we are, Dave. It's, you know, as we look at things, the weather forecasts were pretty benign this morning. Actually, a little rain had fallen in some of the areas, have been a little moisture deficit, and continuing to get some fairly decent weather forecasts. People are just figuring, after the crop ratings yesterday, that it's going to be hard to see a bullish report today.
There was no change in the ratings, were there?
Well, the numbers didn't change as far as the totals, but we did see areas like Kentucky, Indiana, and some of them that dropped in their ratings along the way. So we did see quite a drop in a couple areas, and that does bother us. But we're hoping to see some rain in those areas here coming up on the rains that come through this weekend.
So is there anything other than weather that is moving the market lower today? Some would have thought you might have saw a little bit more short covering going into the report.
Well, I think we saw that yesterday morning, Dave. You know, when we saw the people getting out of the August beans, pushing them up over 50 cents and some of the other things going on. And we, you know, basically we saw corn up a nickel there yesterday through the day, and I think that was some of the people wanting to take profits ahead of things. And the rest of the guys are looking back at the numbers are just saying it's going to be hard to stay above these, not make new lows. If we actually have the production starts coming in like we're looking at. Now, one of the things that is a little bit surprising is I don't think that the early harvest in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi has been kicking out above average yields. They said the cool weather sort of hurt them down there. Now, I would think that some rain in Texas and a little cool weather down there would have been a little better for their corn, but just the very, you know, first 5% or so is not coming into exceptionally high yields.
So can we maybe interpret from that on those fields that USDA takes its yields, it takes its corn and sends it off to St. Louis, that perhaps they won't take a huge swing at things?
You know, I've felt all along, and many other analysts have sort of said it is, we don't really see the USDA wanting to generally put all their eggs in this basket when it's just still an estimate of ear weight and everything along those lines. So we could actually see the government not go above, say, 168 rather than go to the 170 that most of the trade is feeling it should be at today that way. Two or three of the analysts this morning basically said if they stay low 168 or lower, that the trade will maybe see a little pop and then say, oh, but how much will they raise it later when they finally get around to it and still not be really really a bullish number in the end. But if it does, why, you know, we want to have some orders sitting up there 20, 25 cents above the market in both corn and beans to do a little selling day.
Yeah, in fact, I hear people are even putting in a nickel above.
That's for your more aggressive traders, but even the if you don't have enough sold here or whatever, why, it'd be a good idea to have some orders sitting on a scale up to add in if we do get a friendly report today.
Even if we get a friendly report today, I don't think it probably changes the narrative a whole lot, does it?
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, basically, as we look at things, we're going to come into this year with a fairly good carry out in the corn or a carry in number, however you want to refer to it as. And it's going to be awfully hard to take the crop we're looking at out there and not say that we aren't going to have plenty of corn for next year. The beans, still a little bit of a wild card because they've got 2-3 weeks that we could still need rain in a lot of areas to finish out and finish out well. But you look at South America is going to come on with another 5 to 6% more bean acres than last year, coming off a record crop. It's going to be awfully hard to get extremely bullish.
Can you ever remember a year, and you've been doing this a long time, where the growing conditions were similar to this? I don't know if, I mean, this year is really kind of an outlier in some ways, but similar to this, and then when producers got out in the field, the corn wasn't there.
You know, we have never had a year quite like this one, and, you know, with the cooler temperatures through pollination, the ability to add some test weight because of the weather conditions like that, and ever in my lifetime. And of course, we didn't plant the populations we plant now to even take advantage of it in other years where we'd seen something like this. But, yeah, I mean, if we finish off without filling the ear good in a lot of areas, that the moisture does tip it back and do some things. But the weather forecasts, and there will be some areas that aren't as good as you think they might be a day because they look tremendous from the road. But all in all, this is going to be a year that's going to be hard not to have a record crop.
203 in Illinois. Can you imagine such a thing?
Well, I couldn't until I took my drive this last weekend and drove all the way over and up through into northern Illinois. It's just awfully hard to say it isn't going to be a tremendous crop, but 203 is still just, that's hard to realize.
That's a number I can't comprehend.
I can't wrap my head around that, but basically along the way, there is the possibility of it.
So we get the report out at 11, we dust our hands off, and we look for the next 30 days. We're going to see more corn begin to come off down south. We're going to have some weather that we have to kind of put into the mix to finish things off, and then we're going to start turning our attention, I would imagine, rather quickly to the demand side of the equation.
Well, the demand side has actually started showing up already, Dave. I mean, as we look yesterday, what we saw in the August beans, what we continue to see in the basis levels on the river terminals here, I mean, the way they're paying premiums along the way to get some of the early crops. We've got quite a book of beans on for early. And if we look at the old crop sales, we doubt we're going to get all of them shipped out, which means they're going to be rolled into the new year, and a lot of those customers are going to want to have beans shipped fairly early. So we're going to have to acquire some beans from the farmers rather rapidly as soon as this harvest starts.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. He'll join us again this afternoon at 12:39 Central Time to discuss what came off of today's USDA reports. Current tick in the marketplace, September corn, 350 3/4, down 6. December, 360 3/4, down 7.5. July, 388 1/4, down 7 3/4. August soybeans, $13, down 14 3/4. September, 1101, down 7.5. November, 1067 3/4, now 68, down 5 1/4. August soybean meal, 401.70, up 130. August soybean oil, 34.62, down 26. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.